Okay, you could call this clever advertising, or you could call it a lack of boundaries. Maybe you've noticed TV commercials are now aping the look and style of whatever show happens to be playing. They're called podbusters, and they're designed to stop people on their digital video recorders from fast-forwarding through the commercials. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Dan Portnoy is not a big TV watcher. He follows very few shows, but he likes his favorites a lot.
I'm a big fan of Mad Men, and so I watch it religiously.
One evening, Portnoy was speeding through the commercials as usual. He saw the program had started again, so he stopped fast-forwarding to watch the ad execs at Sterling Cooper banter.
Notice anything different about me?
You're gaining weight.
No.
You're getting shorter. You've lost a tooth. You're drunk. You're sober. A little bit of both.
Now, it looked like Mad Men. It sounded like Mad Men. But it was an ad for shampoo.
I felt snookered.
Still, Portnoy had to admit the ad was diabolically effective.
By the time you realize that it's an advertisement, you're pretty much all the way through the commercial.
Podbusters, DVR busters, interstitial ads. Whatever you want to call them, they've been a valuable weapon in the war to deliver eyeballs to advertisers. About 40% of U.S. households have digital video recorders. That means 40% of households can easily speed over commercials. So it helps a show like Top Chef get advertisers if it sprinkles attention-grabbing bits of content inside advertising blocks, or as they're called in the industry, pods. So it's near the end of Top Chef. You want to see who's won. You're fast-forwarding through commercials. You see the chef testants in the stew room, and you hit play to see the judge's decision. But instead, you get a minute of their behind-the-scenes dance-off.
You were doing it later, though. We're doing it.
And some backstage chatter.
Isabella, man. Isabella is like the biggest kid out of all of us.
Take what your mama gave you!
Then there are more commercials. It's a trick to put podbusters towards the ends of shows during maximum fan engagement. There's other kinds of podbusters, too, like the ones featuring actors from whatever show you're watching. You've seen that if you follow Glee or 30 Rock.
That was a real good hugger.
For exclusive 30 Rock holiday fun times, card members go to nbc.com/American Express.
One ad executive told me the most effective podbusters drive viewers online, where they'll use social media to interact with their programs and the products that sponsor them.
We have data that will show second by second what viewers are doing during these commercial breaks, what kind of behaviors are going on. So we've gotten a much better sense of what works and what doesn't work.
That's Mike Rosen, a president with the media agency Starcom USA. I asked him if a recent 10% jump in TV ad spending had anything to do with podbusters. He said, indirectly. Seeing ads that reflect the shows you like, he said, makes you transfer your good feelings about the show to the products advertised on them. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
By the way, we've gathered a few of these podbuster ads at our website. If you're curious, you can go to npr.org. But if you don't have time to do that, don't worry. The ads will sneak up on you anyway.